Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. So Snooki, just like Rihanna, yeah, she found love in a hopeless place on the Jersey Shore, and she's pregnant and engaged. And of course, celebrities are reacting in ways I'm sure you probably expect and maybe don't expect. Hollyscoop.com, all over the story. Diana Madison joins me now here on the RRS. And Diana, what are some celebrities saying about Snooki's big announcement to Us Weekly?
Well, some celebs are having fun with it, and some are giving some good advice. For example, Kourtney Kardashian, she's expecting baby number two, and she's been there before. She's had a baby. She knows a thing or two about being pregnant. She says, for Snooki, I think just follow your instincts, and I think that's the best advice for any mom.
Right.
But Joel McHale, on the other hand, makes fun of her, and he says she'll be the first person to give birth to someone the same size as she is. It will be like a division instead of a birth. Ouch.
Ouch. Oh, Joel.
You want to hear what I have to say about this?
Yes, please.
I hope she knows that, you have to breastfeed or, give milk to the baby and not meatballs. I'm hoping she doesn't have a tanning bed instead of a cradle.
Ah, right? Seriously.
Those are my jokes.
She'll probably have, I'm sure, all of the aforementioned. I feel like, Diana, if you're going to take advice from any Kardashian, though, it's Kourtney, right?
Yeah, she seems like she has her life straight. She's a mom, and she's a caring mom. When you watch the show, she's very devoted to her son. She even, has let her relationship drop because of her, relationship with her son. You always hear Scott complaining about her spending more time with her son. So she has a devotion as a mother, and I think she's such a good example as a mom.
HollyScoop.com's Diana Madison, and of course, in addition to Snooki being pregnant, she's also engaged to her boyfriend Gianni, and she's got a pretty big rock on her finger too, right?
She does have a rock, but I love the quote Gianni gave and said, "We're not going to screw this up." I mean, he's already setting the precedent that they could screw it up, and knowing Snooki's track record of peeing all over the place, getting wasted, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with these two. I mean, that ring is incredible, but I hope she doesn't lose it the second she has a baby and goes on the drinking binge. I got a lot of love for Snooki. I'm actually kind of excited for her, but at the same time, I'm upset because there's rumors that the sixth season might not happen because she's pregnant. Because Snooki is the star of the show. Without her, it's like watching Laverne and Shirley without Shirley. It's like kind of watching Two and a Half Men without Charlie Sheen.
Right. No, that's an excellent analogy. Wrap it up here with HollyScoop.com's Diana Madison. Diana, I want your opinion on this. I think Snooki, part of the reason why she doesn't mind being pregnant and now engaged is the fact that I think she wants off the Jersey Shore. I think she's kind of sick of it. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. She is shooting her own show, a spinoff with JWoww, and now that show is going to be focused on her life and her personal life and her transition from being a party girl to a mother. But here's the situation. No pun intended, situation. Snooki has made a career for herself by being this crazy party animal, and I don't know if the public is going to want to watch her be normal, because you would love watching her. She's just a train wreck.
Right.
So I don't know how the audience is going to like watching her kind of turn normal.
That's a great point. I guess we're going to be able to find out, though, soon enough with, of course, the rest of Jersey Shore and then this spinoff as well. Read all about more of it at hollyscoop.com. Diana Madison joining us from Hollywood. Thank you for the 411 love.
Thank you.